I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Metal detecting is an expensive hobby, right? You spend a lot more money to find mostly pull tabs and spare change than your friends spend who use their spare time in less expensive and more socially acceptable pastimes, like golf or bowling or fishing, right? And you're ashamed to tell anyone how much you really paid for that detector, aren't you? Wait a minute. Let's look a little closer at these less expensive hobbies. We'll start with my other hobby, softball. Hey, all you need's a glove, and that couldn't cost much, right? Oh boy. Listen up, children. First, a good glove might run you as much as $180, but you can get by quite nicely with a much less expensive glove, say around $40. But that's just a glove. You've got to have a bat, too, and a good bat can cost well over $300. But if you play in more than one softball league, you might need more than one bat, because some bats are legal in some leagues, but not in others. Most serious players have aluminum bats and composite bats, and bats for cold weather, and bats for the team to use, maybe even a wooden bat. Some guys own upwards of 50 softball bats, all of them costing around $200 each. And then there are the team fees, maybe $1,000 to get your team into a doubleheader league for the season, and a couple $100 for each weekend tournament you play in. And if you have to supply the balls, there's another couple $100 for the season. On shoes, you got to have softball shoes. Uniforms, if not full uniforms, shirts for sure, and not just one, but one for every team you're on. Hey, some guys play on half a dozen teams. Okay, I've made my point here. Softball is not an inexpensive pastime. What about bowling? There are a lot of serious bowlers out there. Have you ever wondered what they're spending on their sport? First, the equipment. A bowling ball. Cheap ones are about $30. Better ones top out at a little over $250. Most serious bowlers spend around $150 on their ball. Next, shoes. You can spend $30 for a cheap, serviceable pair of bowling shoes and over $200, including tax, for a professional pair. Now, you'll need a bowling glove, too, $15 to $70. And, of course, serious bowlers aren't going to show up in a t-shirt. Bowling shirts, $30 to $50. Is your calculator getting hot yet? We haven't hit the best part, the cost to actually roll your ball down that lane. Join a league and you'll pay about $20 a week. If the league runs 21 weeks, it costs you over $400. Unlike metal detecting, bowling is a hobby that costs you big bucks every time you play. What about golf? Oh boy, golf. What with clubs and clothes and shoes and greens fees and balls, the cost is phenomenal. 3 years ago, a survey by Golf Magazine found that their average reader spent over $2,750 a year on their golf habit. And again, heavy greens fees, typically $30 per round, and cart rentals add up fast. Fishing. Who fishes from shore anymore? Maybe great-grandpa. A new bass boat runs maybe $30,000. You can get a cheap one for $10. Rods and reels and lures. Yep, you never stop buying stuff if you're a fisherman. Hunting? Over $1,000 for a good shotgun. And never-ending ammo purchases. I could go on evaluating other sports and hobbies, but I think you get the idea. Our costs are right in line with other pastimes, with this one big exception. We are the only hobby where, without gambling, we consistently come home with more money and valuables in our pocket than before we started. Who else can say that? So don't feel guilty about your hobby of metal detecting. Feel sorry for those other folks who are spending all their money on their hobbies and not getting a penny of it back, like we do every time we use our equipment. Thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on treasure hunting, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.